Idaho's sheriffs are at odds with state transportation officials over computer blackouts at DMVs offering driver's licenses. As James Dawson reports, those outages have left residents waiting hours or even days to get a license.
Idaho's DMV administrator Alberto Gonzalez announced at a press conference Tuesday that things haven't gone smoothly at DMV offices over the past several months.
The level of service that's been affecting our citizens, the sheriff's offices, their staff, and ITD is completely unacceptable.
So far this year, software crashes have deadlocked driver's license offices across the state for at least 40 hours. When the system is operational, it's taken sometimes hours to process everyday transactions. The Idaho State Sheriff's Association blames a recent software upgrade for extending wait times. In a letter sent to Governor Butch Otter, the group says it wants ITD to resume control over the DMV. Otter says he's going to bring these groups together to work out these kinks. Ada County Sheriff Stephen Bartlett says long wait times are problematic, but it's also creating a public safety issue.
When our officers in the field run information, it's not giving us current, accurate data. If somebody has just renewed a driver's license, somebody has a license that's potentially suspended or revoked, we don't have that information.
Gonzalez says ITD should have a fix to the problem by Thursday, but didn't elaborate on what exactly it would look like. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.